ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते देवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदा माह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं बन्धुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपा नमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी।
कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर नंबर 3। द टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज मैसेंजर्स। टेक्स्ट नंबर 14 एंड 15 टुगेदर।
अहम महेंद्रो निरुचि प्रचेतः सोमो अग्ने ईशः पवनो विरिंचिः आदित्य विश्वे वसवो अत साध्या मरु गणा रुद्र गणाः ससिद्धाः अन्ये च ये विश्व सृजो अमरेशा भृगो आदयो अस्पृष्ट राजा तमस्का यस्येहितं न विदु स्पृष्ट माया सत्व प्रधान अपि किं ततो अन्ये। अहं महेन्द्रो निरीति प्रचेतः अहं महेन्द्रो निरीतिः प्रचेतः सोमाग्निरीशः पवनविरिञ्चिः सोमाग्निरीशः पवनो विरिञ्चिः आदित्य विश्वे वसवो अत साध्य आदित्य विश्वे वसवो अत साध्य मरुद्गणा रुद्रगणा हि ससिद्धाः मरुद्गणा रुद्रगणाः ससिद्धाः अन्ये च ये विश्वसृजो अमरेशा अन्ये च ये विश्वसृजो अमरेशा मृगवादयो अस्पृष्ट रजस्तमस्काः मृग्वादयो अस्पृष्ट रजस्तमस्काः यस्य हितं न विदुस्पृष्ट मायाः यस्ये हितं न विदुस्पृष्ट मायाः सत्त्वप्रधान अपि किं ततोऽन्ये सत्त्वप्रधान अपि किं ततोऽन्ये अहम् ऐ यमराज महेन्द्र इंद्र द किंग ऑफ हेवन निरिति निरिति प्रचेता वरुण द कंट्रोलर ऑफ वाटर सोमः द मून अग्नि फायर ईशाः लॉर्ड शिवा पवनः द डेमिगॉड ऑफ द एयर Virinchihi, Lord Brahma, Aditya, the Sun, Vishwe, Vishwa, Vishwasu, Vasavaha, the eight Vasus, Atha, also, Sadhyaha, the demigods, Marudganaha, masters of the wind, Rudraganaha, the expansions of Lord Shiva, Satsiddhaha, with the inhabitants of the Siddha Loka, Anye, others, Cha, and Ye, who, Vishwasrajaha, sorry, I just lost the Vishwasrijaha, Marichi and other creators of the universal affairs. Amara Ishaha, the demigods like Brihaspati, Bhrigu Adayaha, the great sages headed by Bhrigu, Asprishta, who have not been contaminated, Rajaha Tamasamaskaha, by the lower modes of material nature, Rajoguna and Tamoguna, Yasya, of whom, Ihitam, the activity, Navidu, do not know, Sprishta Maya, who are illusioned by the illusory energy, Sattva Pradhanaha, chiefly in the mode of goodness, Api, although, Kim, what to speak of, Tata, then them, Anye, others, purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I, Yamaraj, Indra, the king of heaven, Niruti, Varuna, Chandra, the moon god, Agni, Lord Shiva, Pavana, Lord Brahma, Surya, the sun god, Vishwasu, the eight Vasus, the Sadhyas, the Maruts, the Rudras, the Siddhas, and Marichi, and other great rishis, engaged in maintaining the departmental affairs of the universe, as well as the best of the demigods, headed by Brihaspati, and the great sages, headed by Bhrigu, are all certainly freed from the influence of the two base material modes of nature. What are the two modes, material modes of nature? Passion, ignorance. Yeah. That's Prabhupada. When Prabhupada says something, immediately we have to catch it. No? Yes.
So here Prabhupada says, the two, they are certainly freed from the influence of two base material modes of nature, namely passion and ignorance. Nevertheless, although we are in the mode of goodness, we cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of others who under illusion merely speculate to know God? Who is speaking this? Who is speaking? Who is speaking this?
Yamaraj
is speaking. Just every now and then we need to have what is it? This is a live test, no? Like a, it's live, no? Like what do they have, some test, pulse test, no? Like every now and then we have to check, no? What are we doing? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The men and other living entities within this cosmic manifestation are controlled by the three modes of nature. Three modes now. First we had discussed about only two only. What is the three modes now? Hare Krishna, oh, they are busy. Okay. Three modes. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. So three modes. That's what Prabhupada refers. For the living entities controlled by the base qualities of nature. The men and other living entities within this cosmic manifestation are controlled by the three modes of nature. For the living entities controlled by the base qualities of nature, passion and ignorance, there is no possibility of understanding God. Even those in the mode of goodness, like the many demigods and great rishis described in these verses, cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who is situated in the devotional service of the Lord is transcendental to all material qualities. Therefore, the Lord personally says that no one can understand him but the bhaktas, who are transcendental to all material qualities. Bhaktyama abhijanati. As stated by Bhishma Dev to Maharaj Yudhishthir in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.16, Nahi asya karhichit rajan uman veda vidhitsitam yat vignyasya yukta muhyanti kavayopihi. O king, no one can know the plan of the Lord, Sri Krishna, even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively. They are bewildered. No one, therefore, can understand God by speculative knowledge. Indeed, by speculation, one will be bewildered. Muhyanti. This is also confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 7.3. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah. Among many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. And even among the siddhas, those who have already become perfect, only one who adopts the process of bhakti, devotional service, can understand Krishna. So, see, we continue reading here. The Yamaraj, the Yamadutas come back to Yamaraj and they are expressing their feeling. We were thinking you are the supreme, you are the controller, but it seems like there is another controller there, and which we have a mission. We went there to arrest Ajamil, but this the four personalities came, and then they somehow, you know, like they just defeated us. So what is the story? Like they are just checking with Yamaraj. They are the obedient servants of Yamaraj. So they are just clarifying. Because this is the way. Because when there is some activity there, Prabhupada says that. Because whenever there is some contradiction, there is some apparent discrepancy or something, we have to approach the authority, approach the spiritual master, and then question. Like even Arjuna asked also. Arjuna asked, where did Arjuna ask? Arjuna had some clarification. He asked here. Anyone remember? Arjuna asked also one place. Where? Okay. No, no. Adi here only. they are busy. Where Arjuna asked, there is one place Arjuna asked, I have some clarification. Anyone remember? Vivaswan, yeah. Both you and her. See, that's why he says, when Arjuna, Krishna is saying that, so the Arjuna naturally, it's not like, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir. No, not like that. He asks questions also. Prabhupada encourages. Actually, there is only one place in the spiritual society, one place where the question answer is encouraged is here, in International Society for Krishna. Most of the other places you go, yes, the lecture will finish and then you also get up and you go. Correct? You know, we're not proud or anything, but I'm just saying, this one place, Srila Prabhupada said, it is like a question and answers. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam is question and answers. The whole Bhagavad Gita is question and answers. So why not in our life also? We have to have question. Yes, there will be a question and there will be an answer. So, yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, bahuni me vetitani janmani tavasarjuna tani ham sarva vetani natvam veta parantapa. So, he said, you and I have taken similar birth and it's like a cousin only. So now, how do I understand? So this is, he's asking, how do I understand? He's not saying Krishna is bluffing. See, there is a way of asking question also. If you ask question in a challenging way, you may not get anything actually. You may just, your false ego will be this thing, but you may not. So the question answer also, and how asking, how am I to understand this? He's not doubting Krishna. How I have to understand this? Some difficulty in my understanding. How do I understand this? Then Krishna explained, both you and I have taken birth, and I remember everything, but you do not remember. So here also, the Yamadutas asking Yamaraj, so we were thinking all the like this only. Now you are, we have been defeated. And then here Yamaraj prayers are coming. See, it's wonderful how these great personalities like Yamaraj, Brahma, Lord Shiva, all these great personalities, how they express their feeling. So this is by sometimes when we think, you know, like we are the controller, we are the everything, and then we should care to read a little bit of the prayers from Brahma's prayers in Srimad Bhagavatam or even Indra's prayer. All these great personalities, when they pray, they understand. Yes. And Brahmaji says, as far as I am concerned, I have not even started understanding you. So this is like a Brahma's position. What can we talk about? Brahma is already in the sattva situation. He is not affected by ignorance or passion or anything. He is in the sattva. And that stage also, he is not able to understand Krishna.
Four brains.
So many brains actually. Yeah? He is not able to understand. So Srila Prabhupada starts the purport. The men and other living entities within this cosmic manifestation are controlled by the three modes of nature. Wherein Krishna says that we are controlled by three modes of nature in Bhagavad Gita? One place he says. Now many places, but one place I remember. Yes. Daivi hesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadhyante maya metam tharantite. Krishna, yeah? No, it is seven point nine or something. Yeah. Devi Hesha Gunamayi. Gunamayi. The Gunamayi is three gunas are there. And Krishna gives the problem and Krishna gives the solution also. So it's not like the managers, you know, they don't want all the problems. 714. Yeah, maybe it's coming later. So Krishna, yes, this is Devi Hesha Gunamayi, Mama Maya Duratya. That is a problem. Mameve prapadhyante maya metam karanti. The solution. So it's like he says three modes of material nature. It is very, very difficult to overcome. Maya metam karanti. How can you overcome that? We can overcome that by just mameve prapadhyante. By surrendering to Krishna, then we will be able to overcome that. So Srila Prabhupada says, for the living entities controlled by the base qualities of nature, passion and ignorance, there is no possibility of understanding God. It's very difficult actually. Huh? Very, very difficult. So even those in the mode of goodness, like the many demigods and great rishis described in these verses, cannot understand the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All these, they are not ordinary people. Yamaraj, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are not like ordinary people. They are great personalities. Lord has given them the power for administering. So they are not able to understand. So it says in Krishna, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the 10th chapter, in the Vibhuti Yoga, he says,
நமே விது சுரகணா பிரபவச மகர்ஷயஹ அஹம் ஆதிர்ஹி தேவானாம் மகர்ஷி நாம் ச சர்வஷஹ. நெய்தர் த ஹோஸ்ட் ஆஃப் த டெமிகாட்ஸ் நார் த கிரேட் சேஜஸ் நோ மை ஆரிஜின் ஆர் ஆப்புலன்ஸ், ஃபார் இன் எவ்ரி ரெஸ்பெக்ட் ஐ எம் த சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் த டெமிகாட்ஸ் அண்ட் த சேஜஸ். இந்த விபூதி யோகா ஸ்டார்டிங் இந்த விபூதி ஒன்லை நமே விது, தே டோன்ட் நோ பிகாஸ் தே சுரகணா தேவாஸ் ஆல்சோ டோன்ட் நோ அண்ட் அசுராஸ் ஆல்சோ டோன்ட் நோ. திஸ் இஸ் த சிச்சுவேஷன். And what can we do? We are sitting in the material world, we are speculating this or that, we can't get anywhere. And even those in the mode of goodness, like many demigods, they are, most of the time they are in the mode of goodness. Sometimes they do make mistakes, like Brahmaji, he also got bewildered actually. Indra, he also got bewildered. So many, we have in the whole pastime where the great personality, they also get bewildered. So it is, we should not go, oh Brahma, oh, Brahma became like that. No, because they are bewildered only a short while. We are all the time bewildered. Only sometime we are little bit away from. Just one person asked Prabhupada, one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when I am in what Maya? We asked Prabhupada, we are always in Maya only. Only few times, only few minutes only we are away from Maya. So, but these demigods, they are also great personalities. They are most of the time, they remember the constitutional position. Sorry, bro. Sometimes they ask question to Srila Prabhupada, immediately cut him off and saying that, well, we are already always in Maya. Yeah. Yes, thanks for that. Yeah, so for them it is difficult. What to talk of us? And then it says, Prabhupada says, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who is situated in the devotional service of the Lord is transcendental to all material qualities. Srila Prabhupada has put a lot of quiz in this purport actually. Where Krishna says, what is it? I'll repeat this. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who is situated in devotional service of the Lord is transcendental to all material qualities. 14th chapter. Yeah. மாம்சயோ அவ்யபிசாரேன பக்தி யோகேன சேவதே சகுணான் சமதி தைதான் பிரம்ம பூயாய கல்பதே. So this is like a மாம்சயோ அவ்யபிசாரேன, without any interruption, without any motivation. Then when you engage in devotional service, then that மாம்சயோ அவ்யபிசாரேன பக்தி யோகேன சேவதே சகுணான் சமதி தைதான், that person will be able to overcome these modes of material nature. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, therefore, the Lord personally says that no one can understand him but the bhaktas. This is the special facility or special privilege given to the bhakta, the devotee. He will be able to understand Krishna. Krishna is bhakta vatsala. Krishna is not called jnana vatsala, not yogi vatsala. You don't read anywhere, no? In the Krishna is yogi vatsala, Krishna is... No, Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala, because the Bhakta, he has a very special relationship with him. He wants to render devotional service. In the other, when you do Karma Yoga or when you do develop Jnana, there is not much of, okay, there is a little bit of thing is there, but not much of devotional service or anything. No love, no reciprocation. But here in Bhakti, so much love and affection there. So that is why Krishna says that, because the bhakta has a special privilege of understanding him. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. If you look for wherever Krishna refers to bhakti, almost all the time, bhakti upakritam, everywhere now you just say, each chapter by chapter you go, there will be so much references to bhakti that goes to say, bhakti only can capture Krishna. This Damodar Leela, we all celebrated Damodar Leela. Because what? Mother Yashoda was not a jnani, Mother Yashoda was not a yogi, but she could capture. She could do that, but nobody else could do that. So, these are all the points Srila Prabhupada brings here. And also, here, as stated by Bhishma Dev to Maharaj Yudhishthira, there is a nice quotation. Bhishma Dev is like, he is very, very affectionate to the Pandavas. And he knows the position of Krishna also. But Krishna is always with him, but still the Pandavas are going through so much difficulty. He is kind of bewildered. Even Bhishma Dev is also bewildered actually. He is bewildered. How come? Because Krishna is always there, always with them, but still the Pandavas are going through. So that's when in that context he is saying, O King, no one can know the plan of Lord Sri Krishna Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. They are bewildered actually. Mukhyanti yat suraya. So they are bewildered actually. Because they are not able to understand. So Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports I was reading, that sloka of it is not possible for the Brahman realist impersonalist or the Paramatma realist yogi to understand Krishna, and where Prabhupada says Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, is the son of Mother Yasoda or the charioteer of Arjuna. Even the great demigods sometimes confused about Krishna. Muhyanti yat surayah mam tu vedana kaschana. No one knows me as I am. And if one does know him, then sa mahatma sudurlabha. Such a great soul is very, very rare. Therefore, unless one practices devotional service to the Lord, one cannot know Krishna as he is, tattvataha. Even though one is a great scholar or philosopher, only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna. So that is, and this process is a process of revelation. It's not like, oh, I have read this Bhagavad Gita back to front, now I have, no, we can't like put some this thing, yes, this is, by do this, immediately I will get, no. Krishna has to reveal actually. Atta Sri Krishna Namadi. Our senses are blunt material senses. We may not be able to understand Krishna. But if Krishna reveals, Krishna sees, this fellow is struggling in the material world, he is praying, crying. Okay, let me reveal little bit to him. Then Krishna, because of the revelation, we are able to understand Krishna. Not that by just our own knowledge, knowledge will help. There is no doubt about that. Knowledge will help how to cry actually. how to pray, the knowledge can help that. But this ultimately we depend on Krishna. When Krishna is pleased, Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Inde Sevan Mukihi Jivado Swayam Yeva Swaratya. He comes himself manifests. Like the pastime of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, the one Vice Chancellor of Banaras Hindu University, want to ask some questions, some philosophical questions from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, some of the people, they are helping in the doing some seva. So you just help little bit and then come. So he went and did all the help, or whatever help they needed, maybe in the paraphernalia or whatever help they did. And then when Maharaj asked this question, what is your question? My questions are already answered. Your questions are already, he didn't even open the mouth. He didn't even say what was the question to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Already your questions are answered. How? How did the question got answered? Because he was performing some seva. The humility. By humility, he was rendering some service. So Krishna automatically revealed. Krishna is giving the knowledge. Krishna is giving the forgetfulness. Krishna gives the remembrance. So Krishna gave the knowledge also. So automatically, this is the trick. The trick is, you just engage in little bit of devotional service, then automatically all the ruchi, everything will start. So that basic thing starts with some service. Hearing is also service. Now half an hour we are going to prasad seva, that is also service. Don't think that only all these big sloka and that is service. Cleaning that temple is service also. And doing this prasada seva is service. So this service, chanting is also service. Like this, this is the only way to attract Krishna's attention. Nothing else can attract him. He has everything. He has everything, all the power, all the opulence, he can't just attract Krishna. By your love, by your affection, by your, then Krishna becomes captivated. So Srila Prabhupada says here, Bhishma Dev says here, no one can know the plan of the Lord. No one can. I may think, from my point of view, I may be thinking like that, but Krishna has a different plan. So that is why it is prudent to leave what Krishna's plan, leave it like that only. And instead of poking our, Krishna has a plan for all of us. The Christmas time, the churches, they have a, they put nice words, like one church I saw this, Lord has a plan for you. Do you have Lord in your plan? Because Lord has a plan for all of you. But do you have Lord in your plan? Because sometimes we have our own plan, but the Lord is missing in that plan. Like it's like an Indian politician, about Rama Rajya, but there is no Ram. Without Ram Raj, how can you have Ram Rajya? So same way, yeah, Lord has a plan for everyone. Each and everyone has a plan. Because the Lord has given, He is our seed-giving Father. And He is not going to leave us high and dry, want to struggle in the material world. He has a plan for each and every living entity. It is His responsibility. He feels for that. Otherwise, why He should send the spiritual master? Why He should personally come here? Why He should do that? Because He has a compassion. Compassion is there. So, but what we have to do is, we have to put Him, ourselves, in that plan. Yes, yeah, Lord, You have a plan. I just want to be incorporated in that plan. You have to be incorporated into the plan. Then our life will be successful. If I have a separate plan, Krishna has one plan, I have a separate plan, that plan will not work actually. If your plan is aligned with Krishna's plan, then there is a good chance, like it will work in that direction. And there is a it says in the tenth chapter itself, the another sloka also, Krishna says, "Oh Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that You have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, can understand Your personality." So this is, and Srimad Bhagavatam gives so much importance of Brahmaji's prayers, very, very important for us, like Brahmaji's prayer, Lord Shiva's prayer. Because these prayers, instead of us making our own prayers, we have to pray like that. Prabhupada says, all the great personalities' prayers, we can just repeat that. That is sufficient. We don't have to make big, big prayers. See, one of the nice prayers given by Brahmaji is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, text number 29. My Lord, if one is favored by even slight trace of mercy of Your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of Your personality. This is my Lord. If one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy, you don't need tons and tons of mercy. Even light trace of Your mercy, of Your lotus feet, He can understand the greatness of Your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know You, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. It's very, very important for us. Because the Yagyik Brahmanas, they did everything wonderfully. Big, big yagya, big, big homa, big sacrifice. Finally, forgot only one thing. To whom we are doing all of that. That is the main thing. That you do all of this very wonderfully, but you forgot you are doing all these things to please Krishna. They had so much knowledge, so much austerity, so much everything, but they forgot one thing. Important thing they forgot. But this Brahmana, the wives of the Brahmana, Brahmanis, They are not educated, they are not well versed in the Shastra, no Vedas, no Purana, nothing, but they knew one thing. One essential thing, no, everything is for the service of the Lord. They understood that. So what happened? What is the result? What they could not achieve by studying the Vedas, studying the Shastra, all these things, these Brahmanis, they just achieved by just simple loving devotion they achieved. So it is a lesson for us also. Yeah, we may be engaged in big detailed study, detailed this, everything detailed, but the bottom line, the underlying thing is, we have to develop a little bit of attraction to Krishna. If we don't do that, srama evaihi kevalam, that's it. Dharma swanastita pumsa vishvakshena katasuya na utpadayate yadiratim srama evaihi kevalam. I may do everything wonderfully, I may do everything pakka, everything perfect, that's good. No, we are not saying that do floppy thing, but do it nicely, but it has to develop little bit of attraction, little bit of affection towards the Supreme Lord. If you cannot develop that, then you have to ask yourself, why are you doing this? What is the purpose of doing this? If we can, at least there should be some love, some affection, some attraction towards the Supreme Lord has to come. Otherwise, shrama eva, because it's a useless labor. We don't want to do it. That's why this Brahmaji's prayer is very, very important for us. Like, and that is why here Yamaraj is giving all these things, the instructions are going to come. We are one of the administrative heads, that's it.
Krishna is there and about all these three, Brahmaji, Vishnu and Lord Shiva, all are there, and above that Krishna is controlling all of them. So this is the way, and he is making it very clear. And also this, it says Yudhishthira Maharaj in one place, he says that, you know, like this is how to understand the truth, you know, how to understand the truth. And Prabhupada quotes this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also repeats that. Tarka pratishto sutayo vibhinna nasav rishir yasya matam na binnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajanena yena katasya panta. Mahajanena katasya panta. Says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, dry arguments are inconclusive. A great personality whose opinion does not differ from others is not considered a great sage. Simply by studying the Vedas, which are variegated, one cannot come to the right path which religious principles are understood. The solid truth of religious principle is hidden in the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. Consequently, as the Shastras confirm, one should accept whatever progressive path Mahajanas advocate. So, Yamaraj is one of the Mahajans, he is going to come, Swayambhu, Sambhuna, this same chapter only it's coming. So he is Mahajan, Yamaraj is a Mahajan. So this is what, they have already chalked out the path for all of us. The path is already chalked out, it is up to us how you have to traverse the path. That is the only question. It's not like, there is not a big argument or anything, whether you want to go this way, traverse this path chalked out by the Mahajan, or you want to go to the path to leading to the hell. That is only, choice is only that only. It's not like a third, there is nothing like a third choice. No? Like only two choices are there. Already the Mahajans have chalked out everything for you. Whether you want to follow that, well and good, you follow that. You know, I don't want to follow, I will have my own way. You can go in your own way and whatever can happen. So that is why it is very important, all these truths, like Yamaraj is speaking, Lord Shiva is speaking, Lord Brahma is speaking, these all the Mahajans, they know exactly how the living entity can. That is why Lord Shiva, when the Prachetas showed little bit interest, immediately Lord Shiva came. And when Dhruva Maharaj showed little bit interest, Narada Muni came. This is what the arrangement is. The arrangement, Lord makes the arrangement so that when a living entity shows some inclination, yes, some spark is coming, immediately Lord makes the arrangement. So this is sometimes, he just personally comes, he sends his representative. Where you look at the situation, where in one, the whole of Srimad Bhagavatam, whole of Mahabharata, whole of Bhagavad Gita, without the touch of a devotee, nobody has become a devotee. Anyone, if you look at anyone, nobody. Even Narada Muni. Narada Muni also associated with when during the Chaturmasya, associated with the Mahabharats. Then only, because everyone has to, because that is why it's very, very important for us, the association of devotees. That is the beginning actually. That is the beginning and that continues ever. It's not like even you are in a liberated state, there also association is needed. Contagious also. Whenever Narada Muni goes, Parvata Muni also. Why? Narada Muni is there, Parvata Muni is also an elevated person. They are also association. They go together. You know, like together. This is what the important message for us also. Association is very important. Because that if you keep the good association, then this type of things will happen. And if you go into the other Sangha, then that this is like that. That is why here the Ajamil pastime is Sangha. Because of the Sangha, this thing happened. And because of this meditation on this, whatever that happening, so because of that only Ajamil fell down. But the same Sangha, the Vishnu Duta Sangha, he came in and then automatically everything was cleared for him. Like a few days before, Moksha Dwaram Udhaka. Because when you are associated with materialistic people, the way, pathway to hell is open, wide open. But when you associate with sadhus, when you associate with mahatmas, then the moksha dwaram udhakrutam. Because then the liberation, the path of liberation is opened for them. And Prabhupada says here in the purport, indeed by speculation one will be bewildered, muhyanti. And this is confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin ma veti tattvata. Among many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. And even among the Siddhas, those who have already become perfect, only one who adopts the process of bhakti, devotional service can understand Krishna. Because many people try, there is nothing wrong, because they try, and sometimes they get sidetracked also. There is a little bit of detour, like in case of Ajamil also. Yes, he tried, No offense, this thing. He tried, but there was the material energy is very, very stringent and very, very difficult. So he got bewildered a little bit. But whatever little bit he did, that he didn't lose the credit. Krishna gave the intelligence so that when the boy was born, gave the intelligence to name him Narayana. He could have called him something, but Krishna gave the intelligence Narayan. Why? Krishna knows that this fellow, this is the only way to deliver this fellow, is just call this fellow son Narayan, so that at the time of death he will be attached to this son, he will call Narayana. And then he called in a helpless condition. It's not like a, because acharyas say, because he called out for Narayana in a helpless mood, then it's not like there is, at that stage there is no distinction between son Narayan and Lord Narayan. Because he is Narayan, the name Narayan is absolute. So the Narayana Dutas, Vishnu Dutas, they came and then they gave the opportunity for Ajami. So stop here. If there is any questions or comments, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes,
you mentioned just for studying the Vedas.
Yes, please.
One can't know Krishna. Right. But we told if we don't study the Bhagavad Gita or if we don't study the Bhagavad Gita, we don't know Krishna. So what's the difference between studying the Vedas and
studying the scriptures? Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu.
That's
correct. This is a question like sometimes people ask. Like, one time you are saying that Vedas are like but this is like all the Vedas, the Vedanta Sara is Bhagavad Gita. Vedanta Sara is Srimad Bhagavatam. So now you, at this current situation, Kali Yuga, our situation, Manda Sumanda Madaya, we don't have that much time, inclination, all these things to study the whole Vedas. Vedas has so many things. This is the problem. Vedas is not, actually, we are not condemning Vedas. Vedas have so many things. Vedas is like a medical shop. Everything is there. Sleeping pills are there, blood pressure, sugar, all the tablets are there. But what is suitable for you, you have to understand. So Vedas are there, but Vedas are Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Upasana Kanda, and Vedas are Bhakti also. So all the things on Vedanta Sara is taken in the form of Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So that way, if somebody reads Vedas, and some people are very proud, I am Vedanti. I am sometimes, especially in India, I am Chaturvedi, I am Dvivedi, Trivedi. They have this surname also. Nowadays, if you Uttar Pradesh you go, people will have Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Dvivedi. Like, because they come in the family. Very good. We are happy with that. But there is, if you just study the Vedas without understanding the purpose behind Vedas, that is what is condemned here. It's not, we are not condemning Vedas. Yes, Vedas are also given by Narayana. This is like Yamadutas are saying, Veda Narayana Sakshat. Veda Narayana Sakshat. But if you study Vedas not with the intention of getting some association of Krishna, bhakti for Krishna, then the Vedas are not that good. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. The Vedas are talking about these three modes of material nature. We have to rise above them. So that's my understanding. But Mahabharata or Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam is like a Vedanta Sara. Because it's like cream only. Everything, because whole, you have to study all the Rig Veda, means all the shakas you have to study. 12 years you have to study. 12 years you have to study only that much, and then if you don't study properly also, then you discontinue, then you don't get the benefit. But if you read even little bit of Bhagavad Gita, even little bit of Bhagavatam, because it's everything is there in one sloka only, all the sara is there, everything is put in the capsule form so that you get the benefit. And Vedas are not, just you take, you chew one tablet the same way, and Prabhupada even makes more this thing. The first sloka, Krishna says the 18th chapter surrender to Krishna. In the first chapter only, Krishna says, you surrender to Krishna, first sloka only. Prabhupada is very apprehensive whether this fellow will have the time and inclination to go up to 18th chapter and then finally understand the message of Krishna. First sloka only he will write that. Because he's concerned actually. This fellow is not going to make up after 18th chapter. Let us, so every Prabhupada's purports or Prabhupada's things, everything is self-contained. All the message for that is there only. If somebody just good the opportunity to read only one sloka, one purport,
that then also his life will be successful, because the ultimate message is there. So that way, yes, Vedas, the Vedic yagic brahmanas, yes, the example, yagic brahmanas did everything wonderfully, no problem, but they forgot one thing: we are doing everything for pleasing Krishna. They forgot that. Because if you forget that, like for us also, it's very important. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, what is the purpose of reading Bhagavad Gita? Not to become a scholar in Bhagavad Gita and to give some presentation. No, that is okay, that's all detail. But what is the main thing? I have to develop some affection for Krishna. I have to develop some attraction towards that. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namah. That is what message of Bhagavad Gita. There is no other message in Bhagavad Gita. Then we have to read Bhagavad Gita and we have to surrender to Krishna. Same, if that can be done, there's no problem. But Vedas, what happens in the name of Vedas? Many people study Vedas just for like a Prabhupada say armchair philosophy. They sit there and then ages, days and days they will keep on discussing Mundaka Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We also study Mundaka Upanishad. If you read Prabhupada's purports, everywhere, wherever is needed, Prabhupada refers that. In Mundaka Upanishad it is says like that. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad like that. Gopala Uttapani Upanishad. Prabhupada says, so by reading Prabhupada's books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, we are becoming much more knowledgeable in the Vedas. And not only knowledgeable, we become practically, we get Krishna Bhakti also. That is what our understanding is like a Vedas minus Krishna, nothing. So Veda has to, purpose of Veda, Veda is to serve Ahameva Veda. Krishna only says that in Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of Vedas is Veda. He has to know Krishna. Vedanta krit, Veda vit, eva chaha. So if that can, Vedas, studying Vedas can facilitate that, then that is good. If studying Vedas you become atheist or some kind of impersonal person, then it's not that good actually. So that's my understanding. Nothing else? Microphone for Mahatma Prabhu. Actually the Brahmanas, after this pastime, the Brahmanas are condemning themselves. Hell with the study. It's interesting. Somebody reads out of context. Hell with this Vedic scripture. Hell with this. Somebody reads only that. Oh, what is this? Oh, that means hell with that. No, hell with that. Because they have to read in after that. Why he is saying? Because we are not able to. Our wives have understood this properly, but we are not able to understand him. That's why they are saying that kind of lamentation. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for your class.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, this is
Karna.
Yes.
I have one question and one comment. First question, the comment is, as you were mentioning about Damodar Leela.
Yes.
Sarvat Munish. So, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda tried to bind Krishna and tried to get ropes from all over Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And she could die,
yeah,
in spite of all the efforts. She was completely tired and they were learned how to die with the mother. It was so difficult. But then one of the gopis went to Barsana and found Radharani. And Radharani gave a thread, and that thread could bind Krishna at the mother. So only Radharani can bind Krishna. Why? Because of intense love and devotion and service. So, this is
recommended.
I heard.
Sir?
No. Where did you hear? Or like, where did you hear? Prabhu is asking. Yeah, this type of comments are going on there. Because actually, from our point of view, we are not arguing. Correct. No, but. True, but for our purposes, because this is good, but the thing is,
Leela,
yes, Damodar, yes, correct, yeah. But the
always, was, just to cut it short,
yeah.
What is Nirati? I don't know, Nirati, in the first line,
yes. Yeah, I also don't know actually. Because I also tried to look, but I could not Niruti, because this is one of the devatas, maybe, because this is the devatas names are mentioned. So I didn't get it. It should be, reference will be there. Definitely Prabhupada's books are like our source of reference for everything. And Prabhupada would have referred about Niruti in some place, but only thing is, this is like a many names are mentioned, Yamaraj, Indra, Niruti, Varuna. So Niruti is also another personality, because there are 33 million demigods are there. So maybe Niruti also may be one of the. I wanted to know, but I didn't get a chance to read about Niruti. Thank you. Nothing else. Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai Srila Prabhupada ki Jai.